picked for its monotonous, rhythmical slap and lulling you into a false sense of over-familiarity and intense boredom. The backing track for tonight is provided by the lovely Tom York of Radiohead, and I believe it comes from his Eraserhead, or is it Eraser? No, Eraserhead, I can't remember. His solo album, anyway, just shortly before In Rainbows. And here come the lyrics. Well, I'm quite bored of that now, so I think I can just talk over it without any issues, really, certainly from my listeners who are with me 100%, as you'll see from any of the comments on this groundbreaking podcast. I can't even remember what episode this is, but I know it's been a couple of weeks since I last spoke crap into a microphone on my laptop and attempted to put a groovy track underneath to try and sound interesting. But I do have a bit of a sniffle at the moment, so that might explain why I've been a little bit, quiet, I suppose. Yes. Quiet. I mean, since, maybe a couple of weeks now, I'm halfway through the Chalk Farm Cowboy under the pseudonym of Johnny Ashton, J-O-N-N-Y. Space A-S-H-T-O-N is currently halfway through Movember. Amazing charitable cause where the poor sod, he's growing a moustache. Facial hair and him don't really work together, but he's growing a moustache. Now last year he did raise £500, a figure at first thought unbelievable, but somehow it got together. He is currently halfway there and also has teammates from his workplace who are involved as well. Please donate if you can. Go to uk.movember.com and search for Johnny Ashton and give what you can, or find him on Facebook or whatever. And that money will ultimately be the Chalk Farm Cowboys donation to Movember as well, because we work very closely. It's a pseudonym that I exist under on some occasions. That's one big thing at the moment. The other big thing is that the world of amateur dramatics seems to have been thrust back into the Chalk Farm Cowboy's life. He will be appearing, possibly for the worse, I'm not sure, but in Ealing at the end of January at the Questors Theatre in a performance of Hobson's Choice. All very exciting. Just keeping you in the loop.